It's 5:15 a.m. And I shiver a bit as I wait for my co-pilot for this adventure, Chris Janelle. Coffee in the cup holder, camera and binoculars ready, we head out of town. Janelle works for the DNR as a wildlife biometrician.
Basically just a fancy word for a statistician.
And this morning, we hope to put those skills to use as we keep track of game birds and small animals along a 30-mile path through Hendrickson Marsh in Storey County.
There are several animals that we're actually looking for. Pheasants, ringneck pheasants are one of them, and bobwhite quail, Hungarian partridge, cottontail rabbits, and jackrabbits. Those are the main species we're looking for.
The annual survey is taken between August 1st and 15th, because that's when the weather seems to be the most favorable across the state. Data is collected from 208 locations. With the windows down, we drive between 10 and 15 miles an hour, keeping our eyes peeled as the sun begins to come up.
It's heavy dew conditions this morning, no wind, no rain, no fog, which is great, and the pheasants in particular, when they have their broods, they like to bring them out of the wet, dewy grass onto the roadside so they can dry off in the morning sun.
The survey has been conducted much the same way year after year, mostly with binoculars and occasionally with a few experiments in modern technology.
We're actually trying out a new type of online data entry. Hopefully it'll be more efficient than just using paper forms, which we've done in the past.
About 20 miles into our drive, we're able to make our first entry.
We have a cottontail rabbit. And just on the side of the road, taking advantage of the drier conditions on the roadside. It's a little wet out there, so probably just drying off a little bit.
Janelle says there's nothing terribly sophisticated about the survey, but it's very important as a way to get an idea of how especially the pheasant population is doing.
What the data has sort of shown us is that the trends that we observe in the counts that we have on our routes actually match up with other survey data and give us an extra way to track populations of harvestable critters that we're interested in.
We drive a few more miles, top a hill, and bingo.
We have a pheasant, and he is running down the road right now, away from us. But yes, we have a male pheasant, our first one of this survey, which is definitely good news.
As we drive along, we see hundreds of red-winged blackbirds and starlings and even a farm dog or two. And as a crop duster sprays the fields a few miles in the distance, we discover the best find of the morning.
Yep, we've got one hen and six chicks there.
There's another something. Is that the hen? Or
yeah, that's the hen in the ditch, actually. And the chicks are kind of staying in the road there.
Janelle makes one more entry as we spot another cottontail, and then it's time to head back to the office.
We saw a male pheasant, a female pheasant with six young, and two cottontail rabbits. So not a lot of critters, but definitely a better count than last year on the same route. And it was a beautiful day, and got to spend some great time outdoors.
The results of this year's roadside survey are expected to be available in mid-September. Near Hendrickson Marsh in Storey County, I'm Pat Blank, Iowa Public Radio News.